And then.
No, and then.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army.
That was off script, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, feed of the mind.
Rather than browbeat politicians. I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what.
What?
You guys
so called revolution starts.
My car.
You called.
We did.
And I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
I don't even remember that.
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first quantum widow power podcast live in the Thicker Farms compound in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, summoner of the Quantimino, with model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Welcome, welcome.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
What's up, dudes?
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with XX Quantimino. Extra, extra, real all about it. Bitches love tall dudes.
They do, apparently.
What is this height-to-income dateability ratio, and why does it gotta be a ratio thing?
Oh, well, I can't. Someone else, you could probably explain it better than me. But I was bringing it up to Gemini the other day.
Yeah.
I remember some people talking about it. Yeah, apparently, if you are short,
right,
you can date a hot woman. Mm-hmm. You can date a hot woman, but
you can.
There is a price to pay.
Right.
And they have done that. They have run the numbers. I know that Dr. Smartman ran the numbers.
Had some qualms with their work.
But
they forgot, in fact, to carry the
you
two.
But let's see. So
hooker.
Just explain it. It's just, let's see. Here's how much short guys need to make to be attractive. The study also found that the opposite was true, as in the taller you are, the less money you have to make to reach the same level of attractiveness.
Bullshit. I think I had the... They said that a 6'4" guy making $12,000 a year has the same dateability as someone who is what, like 5'10"? Or no. It's probably it's probably shorter than that. It's probably like 5'6" or something.
But making
$338,000 a year.
Bullshit.
Isn't that insane?
So Dr. Smartman.
So they didn't take into account inflation.
Oh no.
So let me tell you a little bit about the study.
Tell us about
it,
Burrito. Dr. Burrito Smartman.
So they analyzed around 22,000 people.
That's a lot.
From one dating site.
Which one?
And yes, I said site.
Which one?
They didn't say. Oh. Didn't specify. Their sample
Which
came
one
from
do you
Boston.
Think it was?
Well, here's the thing.
eHarmony?
Okay, it was Cupid? In 2003.
Okay, Cupid.
Oh. 2003, so maybe either Plenty of Fish.
Match.
Match.com, eHarmony.
I bet it was.
Back Pages.
Yeah, but nothing's I mean, the nothing has actually changed about it, except we take your point about the old inflation, but women haven't changed since then, is my point.
You don't think they've grown as a people?
No. What were you saying, though?
Dr. Smartman. Address him as such.
Dr. Smartman?
Yeah, Smartman? So about half the sample was from Boston, and the other half was from San Diego.
I believe it was from Boston.
Boston?
San Diego. Boston.
Yeah.
San Diego.
And I think it's important to take the year into account because why? Now... It's a different group of people,
right?
Who are on dating apps,
okay.
Like Tinder.
Yeah, uh-huh. I bet also, Tinder's lowered this threshold or thrown some salt in this game. I think Tinder kind of like fucked it all up to where skeezy scumbag dudes who are maybe 5'4" and brown would have the ability to wreck shop.
Maybe they can wreck shop, but I mean, but I think this is getting to the
core of the issue.
The core
has
of the issue
changed.
Is attractiveness. So maybe they've lowered their standards
as a people.
Well, actually, it's not.
Oh,
okay.
Right. Tell us about it, Burrito. The variables are height and money.
They had a lot of different variables that they looked at, but
did they take race into account? Are we going to go
do.
There? Whoa.
They do go there.
That's probably where the spicy shit is.
Yeah.
It's it like, is, actually.
Yeah, it's
and
like white dudes are
it.
Like.
Tell us
oh,
about
yeah.
it, Burrito.
They're like. Are they bearing the lead here?
No, they're like, when they're rating like their potential matches, they want an exotic Asian.
5'4".
Back in 2003, anyway.
Yeah, back in 2003.
Because he's
and,
loaded.
And maybe this is the same now, because, you know, I'm not on any dating
Allegedly.
Apps. I'm not on any dating apps.
If
right
anybody
now.
Comes across Dr. Burrito Smartman on a dating app, report them because that is a fake person. Mm-hmm. They're trying to co-opt this guy's identity.
Monkeys they out are. Of the bottle,
as a thought
man.
Leader.
Leader of thoughts.
Okay, so they're measuring success by how many first contact emails they get.
Oh, emails from yeah. females?
So you had to actually get an email.
It's measured through that site, and the guys emails? That were getting those first yeah. contact females. Emails.
Yeah, so first
this is their
so
stats.
All this is on that standard. And one of the things that predicted well was if a man said that they were looking for a relationship, they really got dinged. If they were looking for a long-term relationship, they really got dinged if they said they were looking for, you know, a casual hookup or something like that.
Sure.
So, you know, I think that's changed now, you know, with dating
specificity,
apps like Tinder.
They've niched. Like, yeah. if you're on specific
yeah,
apps,
right? Yeah,
you're
yeah.
not going to be looking for marriage.
But as a whole, I think
yeah.
I...
On Grindr.
Yeah. If you're... Yeah, that's true.
It's like God's vagina.
Dr. Smartman.
About Dr. Smartman. You don't think that this belies... Am I saying that right?
No, yeah, that's
that,
correct.
No, belies would be to contradict... Anyways.
No, I'm not saying it contradicts. I'm just
no,
saying...
No, but would you say that the spirit of this is true? The
yeah,
spirit of this
you,
is
you
evolutionarily
should,
true?
You should probably frame it in the sense of women looking for long-term relationships.
Looking yeah. for so, love yeah. in all the wrong places.
So women looking for long-term for relationships find taller men more attractive.
They want to pass that to their progeny, either their income-earning ability, their tallness, or their race.
Yeah, because they're yeah, thinking, so, I mean, they're not thinking about it, but, like, their body is telling them that this is not...
Because my body!
This is not a trait that I want to pass along.
Tell me, yeah!
I don't want any short kings in my lineage. Down.
Unless they're rich, filthy
unless they
fucking
rich.
Let me go over the height here.
Yeah.
Yeah, women like tall men.
Oh, shocker.
If you're 6'3 to 6'4... you have 65% more first contact emails mm-hmm. than someone who's 5'7 to 5'8.
Yeah. Okay.
65% and, more. So yeah. these dudes are pulling one email and the guy who's tall is getting two.
Yeah, yeah.
And men like short ladies.
Yes.
Yeah. They call them shorties for
shorties,
a reason.
Shotties.
Mug shotties,
so
you say.
They really like in the range of 5'3 to 5'8.
Yeah.
And it goes down.
And 120
as
pounds.
You go up.
Yes.
So if you...
Did they measure weight at all?
Oh, that's
it.
A,
did.
Oh,
that's
it did.
Where the real
oh,
juice
shit.
Is, I'm
that's
sure.
That's a rub, dude. That's
so
a real rub.
So a 6'3 woman is 42% less contact or fewer contact
I don't
want to
say that
there's
she's
no brave
five.
Men. There's no brave men is the problem. All the brave men are either dead or taken. You got to be brave to climb a mountain.
So let's talk about...
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about income.
Yeah.
Okay.
The median income that
they're... I want to talk about weight.
Yeah,
I didn't pull that one out.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
That's an
fine.
Oversight.
Dr. Yeah, Smartman. I mean, that was probably the meat of the entire study.
It was a gravy.
Yeah.
So everything is measured off this median kind of person. Median income for a man was, in 2003, $62,500.
In Boston.
Yeah, in Boston
in
and San Diego.
Before the crash.
In 2021,
right after
we're 9/11. Talking around $94,000.
$94,000. So
was what?
To,
what was that?
That's for adjusted for inflation.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, adjusted for inflation, we're talking $94,000 for a man and $64,000 for a woman. So that's the median income.
Is that 70%?
It's about.
Yeah, 7 cents mm-hmm. of the dollar, like they've yeah. been saying.
That's a stat they've been using all along.
Yeah, well, that's I not mean, taken into consideration the other variables. But anyway,
their
go
height.
On.
That website.
Their weight.
So the median height was 5'11.5" for
damn,
a man.
Damn, that's the median?
That's the median height.
Either really? Everybody's lying or goddamn.
You must be this tall to ride.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's yeah. the median, okay? So the archetypical dude for this study is 5'11", makes 93,000. How much?
94,000.
94,000.
There's some skewing going on there.
Yeah.
Is that really?
I mean, maybe. You know,
it's
most people are probably like, yeah, median.
Which is pretty.
It's different than the average.
Right.
The most common.
It's less susceptible to skewing.
Okay.
Actually, so
when you toss yeah. out the outliers.
Gotcha.
If we're talking about like a rating scale, they talk about deciles, but let's talk about.
One
we're
to ten.
People 1 to 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a man who's rated a 1, uh-oh. Attractiveness, which is the lowest, right?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't get any lower.
There's a zero
on the 1 to 10 scale. Let's do this in the tip to taint scale.
If they're rated a 1 in attractiveness, they need to around $373,000 annual salary.
Wait, was this in 04 dollars?
No, this is adjusted for inflation.
You adjusted for inflation yourself?
Nice.
Yeah.
373. We're taking this study into the modern age.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, dude.
So if this dude's dog shit ugly.
If women rated you a 1, then you needed to make $373,000
That's surprising. I thought it was going to be higher for a 1.
Dude, $373,000 is an astronomical amount of money for one person to make.
It's a lot, but I'm just saying, like, if you're 1 and you're like, if your drive for pussy is strong, dude, you might do this.
If you can, like, whip yourself up to make $380,000 a year.
I'm just saying, it's not easy. It's not going to be easy for this guy.
I think he's better off fucking uggos. Sometimes yeah, it's better to swim in a pool. Vagina.
Let's have the same success as a guy rated a 10.
Right.
Pulling in 93,000 a year or 94,000.
Is this insane?
Wait. Huh? A full on 10 making 90K is the same attractiveness as the
one making 300?
One making 370?
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that it seems like.
That seems right.
Okay. Is it insensitive to say that a 1, someone that's attractiveness of 1 is also probably not smart enough to make $370,000.
Dude, that
don't
is...
you think it's correlated?
No, not at all.
Okay. You don't think it's a comorbidity, dude?
No, I don't think if you're ugly, you're automatically not smart.
But I'm saying if you're real...
God kind of tries to balance the scales.
No, if you are one ugly, if you are number one,
dude, yeah,
you have some mental issue.
No, so check this out. You're like a very successful, smart man, and then you got fucking torched in a fire.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm saying
now you're a 1.
Yeah, I know. But I'm talking about a natural.
You melted
uggo.
Down to a 1.
Like, no disrespect to dumb people, dude, but they're kind of
natural
ugly.
Born uggos. I mean, yeah, you know, dumb people tend to be ugly, but I think people are ugly.
All people are ugly.
I think all people are ugly. Okay. And I think maybe just because if you're dumb and you're ugly, you're ostracized more by society, so you become more noticeable to people.
Okay. Maybe so. So a lot of things stacked against.
Yeah.
And most people are dumb, dude.
It says that a woman couldn't make up for her attractiveness with income.
Of could or not. Could not.
Could not.
Could not.
Yeah, because dudes can't be bought.
Yeah.
Kings got drive.
Come on, dude.
They can get to the gym, though.
It was kind of like an astronomical kind of... Obviously, it kind of breaks down if you're like a millionaire kind of thing.
It still wouldn't really move the needle for me.
Do that.
But, I think it might.
Yeah. Okay, so...
You
so
want to say that it won't, but...
Okay, what you guys really want to talk about is the height-to-income trade-off.
That's
right?
The one. That's what we're talking about.
I was actually talking about weight.
The trade-off.
Okay.
I didn't get that one.
Oversight.
So hey, next week on Dragon Ball Z. Uh-huh.
I did a lot of math.
With a calculator? Scientific? Did you use your TI-89 or did you use your HP32S2?
I used my phone calculator. Oh,
I don't believe these numbers. Then
hey,
if it's not reverse Polish notation, I'm not interested.
Is this a good time to bring up the National Instruments rebranded as NI?
What is this?
Anyways, go on.
Nerd!
They did, dude.
They certainly did.
If you look at on their building, it just says NI.
NI. And you could be very nefarious if you wanted to.
There's this place that sells really good fried chicken.
Okay, I guess we can't finish that. So are you drinking milk, Dr. Smartman?
No, that's coconut water.
Oh, okay.
You idiot.
All right, sorry. So what? We're about to go into the weight thing?
Yeah, what about
no,
the weight thing?
I'm sorry,
that.
Not the weight thing. The height thing?
The height
to income ratio.
Height income trade-off. They call it
trade-off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not a linear relationship.
Of course. Nothing is.
At different heights, you get different...
You got to pay more.
Money per inch kind of thing.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Usually you don't pay by the inch. You pay for the whole cock.
So I took an average, a better average than, what the article
did. You had a better trend line?
Did.
More recursive?
It adjusted for inflation, it's around 45,000 per inch.
Per Jesus inch Christ, from the baseline
dude.
Of 5'11"?
That's insane.
Yeah, 5'11 and a half.
From tip to taint?
5'11 and a half, so goddamn nearly 6 feet tall. If you're 5'10", you have to make $90,000 more than that goddamned bastard.
Bullshit!
True?
No, okay, so...
Seems true.
Seems true to me, too.
I did the math.
With his calculator on his phone.
for 6 foot, you could make less money.
No, I said if, okay, well, I was rounding up with that 5'11" guy.
Yeah, it's like 6 foot, 82,000.
Okay.
What if you're 6'4"?
And if you're 5'10", you have to make 170.
5'11 and a half, 94,000.
How about 6'3 and a half?
That's adjusted for inflation.
Wait, and these numbers. So if I'm 5'10", so I would have to make 100,000 to what? To be a 10?
No, to get the same amount, level of pussy as the 6 foot guy.
Oh.
You'd have to make 135.
Is this quality or quantity?
What do you mean?
It's quantity.
Having success.
If you threw these variables at a woman.
I thought you were throwing them out of the database.
5'10" Brian McFly with $135,000 is the same level of attractiveness as 6 foot tall
Gemini Jackson.
Gemini Jackson making no money at all.
Is that right?
Really? Is that what you're saying?
Is that right?
No, it's like
Dr. Smartman.
80,
no.
80,
how 80, much does a 6 foot guy have to make?
80.
Okay, that's not. That is. That
and
is
you have to make 172.
That's 172.
It's quite a difference.
Jesus.
Didn't you say 45,000 per inch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From 5'11 and a half.
Okay, so like the 6 foot guy has to make like 80 something thousand, right?
Actually, if you're 5'10", you only have to make.
Oh, that's right. It's not linear, you said.
16,000. Yeah, that one's actually not bad.
Minuscule.
Yeah. Because it's average. It's more average than.
That's what you keep telling them.
Yeah. Until they see your scarf.
It's a
what
hair
is the
below
national average?
On cock meat?
No, on.
Subway sandwiches.
On height.
I think it's 5'8".
I think.
10?
Yeah.
Damn.
There's a. Dude, you go out. Maybe are younger people taller?
Yes.
Because if you go
I think
out,
there's a news story later down the road.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like, I went out to.
Spoiler alert.
I went out 6th Street in Slam City, and, like, I was, like, the shortest fucking person. I mean, there's so many tall people.
Yeah, it's because, I mean, like, they're all peacocking out there.
That's right, and they're hot.
Yeah.
Okay, so hot. For 5'10", you have to make, it looks like, $24,000 less. I mean, sorry, $24,000 more.
Than the 5'11 guy?
Yeah, so 24,000 plus 62,500 equals 86,500, but adjusted for inflation.
Dr. Smartman!
Dr. Smartman, adjust that shit for inflation, please. Adjust for inflation. $100,000.
What else did your math tell you?
What about
So for
what about
me,
the weight?
Yeah, what about
for
the weight?
Me at 5'8".
Uh-oh, you're in trouble.
I got to make 300K.
To do what?
Easy.
Can you finish the same?
To get the same level of pussy as a 6 foot guy who makes
making 80K.
He's got to pull in 300.
Are they stating occupation equivalents?
Hey, just for shits and giggles, what would a 5'4" brown man need? Like, just asking for a friend. What would that guy need to be, fucking pull in?
5'10" Brian is 130,000.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about, a 5'4" brown man.
Yeah.
On a scale.
Asian. Maybe we can go into race.
4 is 221 more.
$2.75 million.
Maybe 600.
62,500. 283,500 in
Disney dollars.
And yeah. Bitcoin.
In 2003?
I like calling it shit.
Oh, this is about to be half a mil, dude.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy half mil.
What is it?
Yeah, don't keep the listeners in suspense, Dr. Smartman. I thought you had a TI-89. I thought you had an HP-32S.
I'll just say the problem and it's solved.
Are you doing it? Yeah.
426,000.
420, I told you. 420,690.
$420,690. So they're telling the 5'4" short brown man that he needs a hustle?
Well, do you want me to talk about race?
Yeah,
yes,
a little
please.
Bit.
First
God
off, let's
damn
talk about occupation. I'm just wondering how this money
doesn't
matter.
Not
they
even
don't give a
that's
fuck.
Not even.
You think
it's not
part of it. There was some in there, but I didn't look. The whole paper is like 60
like you have to be
long
a doctor, smart man, or something.
No,
no,
they don't give a
matter
shit.
They don't fucking
dude
care,
dude. If you're
dude
a drug runner who makes $420,000, you could be 5'4".
Yeah. Okay.
Let's talk about race.
What saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's talk about race, baby.
The racial thing about the racial thing.
This is the race and income trade-off for success with a white woman.
Uh-oh.
Oh, damn. All right,
guys,
dude,
looking for a white woman. Here's your advice.
Yeah.
If you're looking for
give
a white
up
woman,
be white.
And you are Hispanic.
Uh-oh.
You need to make 209,000 a year.
Jesus.
As opposed to...
Yeah, opposed to... What's the baseline? Yeah. Who's the lowest? I'm sure it's probably another
62.5.
Oh, for, shit. Say yeah, there's a chance.
Wait. Say it's like a complete sentence for me, for a dumbass.
Boil it down for Brian.
Say a full sentence. It's like, if you're Mexican, you have to make this... You
versus
know, like,
a white
versus,
dude who has to make
two.
That.
Well, it didn't say white dude.
Oh, chicks it's are just, involved now?
It's just how much more you need to make over the median.
Which is?
62.5.
The median
well,
of what?
Sorry. 93,950 in today's money.
Yeah, but like the white dude, how much does he have to make?
It didn't say.
Well,
then he's the baseline.
What's the median? What are you? I don't understand.
That's what I'm saying. That's the median. It's 93,000.
Right. So a white guy making 93,000 has the same level of attractiveness to a white lady as a Mexican dude making 200K.
No. The average person making 93,000.
Oh.
Person. All races.
Yeah.
So including Mexicans.
I don't understand.
I mean, I'd have to... Hold on. Let me find the table...
Dr. Smog, man, figure one. Figure one.
This is giving me like a frustrating feeling, like when I'm that I haven't felt since I was in like college.
I think you just
like
want to
understanding.
Know. Yeah, you just want to know who's it in comparison to, and he keeps saying the average guy.
Okay.
Who makes $90,000?
Additional income needed by white men for equal success with white women? Zero.
So I told you. The baseline's a white guy.
$0?
He doesn't
he needs
have to make
no
more.
Gains.
He doesn't have to make any
just the
more.
Median.
Oh,
I see. So white person is the median.
Yes.
That's the baseline. Well, the baseline is
not,
white guy.
They're not the
all
median.
Of the above. They're not the median.
Median
they're the baseline.
Baseline is white guy. Okay.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So Mexican has to make how much more than a white guy?
That's not what I said.
Oh.
It's not what
I
he
don't
said.
Understand. I'm... You have to cut it, J-Mark.
All right, Dr. Smart, man. We'll be I'm quiet, saying, and you can explain
okay,
to us.
I'm saying we're going off of this median average or this median income of $93,950. So if you're white, to have success with a white woman, you don't need to make any more than that.
Okay, cool. I'm pissed.
Chill.
Go on.
Chill. Cool, chill.
He's got this.
Right.
If you are Hispanic,
uh-huh.
You need to make $209,000 a year.
Oh, okay. Not more.
No, not more.
Okay.
That's crazy,
yeah, I've already
though.
Done the math. Yeah.
Okay.
If you're African American.
Any which way, or do you need some sort of like degree or something?
Nobody gives
math.
A shit
no,
about
they
the
degrees,
dude.
I heard of this.
These
this
women don't care.
Degree is another thing. Actually,
they do care.
Yeah.
Let's
people
not conflate things.
The same level of education.
I prefer so. Don't sweat out.
Any of the above.
Generally speaking, yeah.
It's, yeah, and actually, yeah, it makes sense.
Men did prefer women who had equal or less education.
Yeah,
obviously.
They did not like it when yeah. women had
uppity. When, uppity. When it was Lady Dr. Smart Man.
Yeah.
So, an African American.
Yeah, well, yeah.
This
drop
is...
the bomb, dude. The bomb we've been waiting for.
Needs 325,000.
That, okay, can I say that? They need to make that much money if she's going to go public with it. Because she doesn't need that much money for...
That wasn't the worst one.
Asians!
Yeah, sorry guys.
Asians!
Asian.
Alleged, allegedly,
if you're
sorry.
Asian, to have this equal success with a white woman,
uh-huh.
You need to make 465,000.
Mm-hmm. Fortunately, they're all programmers.
Yeah, and doctors.
And doctors, mom.
That's right.
And
dude, yeah. Is that what has accelerated the Asian population in America, dude? The quest for white pussy?
I think it was the mild minority status.
As a factor. Yeah.
The nice, American dude. Dream.
Yeah.
As they say.
Is white pussy. Very frustrating.
Do
it's
we
not
have
you,
any?
Dr. Smartman. It's me. I'm a fucking idiot. I'm sorry, J-Mark, that you have to go through there. I snapped so you could cut out the bad word I said.
Monkey's out of the bottle,
I do
man.
Also have...
More numbers.
Yeah, because now I'm looking at the table.
Yeah, let's bring it up. Let's get the weight in there.
Additional income needed by white men.
Uh-huh.
To have equal success with black women.
Here we go. Brian.
Oh, okay. This is
pertinent. This is
juicy.
You
need 220,000 more.
Wow.
What? Really?
Than a black dude?
Because of black love? Is this about black love?
That's in 2003 money.
That's in 2003 money? So what? Like 400 more?
But culture has changed. I don't think inflation's being affected.
The inflation of the heart.
For Hispanic women, you need 59,000 more.
Okay.
Now.
So, such a small amount.
For Asian women, You need less.
Women, you need less.
Yes, I called it. I knew it. I fucking knew it. I've been telling you.
Well, no, I know you've been telling me, but personally, I've been with more black women and more Mexican women.
Because you're scared.
What?
You need 24,000
of Asian women?
You're scared of the tiger mama.
Either, oh, yeah, maybe. I
either Brian hasn't
I've been
had
telling
the chance
you, dude.
Or, yeah, maybe
no,
doesn't prefer.
I think you just, like, don't come across them as often.
Maybe not. I
in your day-to-day. Oh, you're going to say it?
What?
You're
maybe
scared
I'm
of
more
them?
Scared of them.
Yeah. Because you have less in common.
I have less experience with Asian women.
Well, dude, I'm telling you, you have nothing to fear. Plus, you can make $24,000 less than an Asian dude.
Shit, dude. Fuck.
Less?
Yeah. Right, Dr. Smallman?
Hey, does your table have any...
less.
I love that. Does your table say anything about the value
Lebanese?
Of weight?
Oh, yeah.
Let me get to...
Please and thank you.
I gotta find that
I thought
table.
He left that
it's
chart out.
Table.
They put it at a different table? They should put it right at the top.
No,
I mean, we already know it. Well... Oh, okay, so there is a price tag on weight. No, it's probably not that big of a deal for men.
I was thinking about men and
women. Yeah,
men to women. I guess they didn't calculate the money stuff for a woman. Yeah, because a dude will do it. A dude's going
to
respond.
She'd have to make $1 million to put up with like each additional 10 pounds of weight.
For a dude?
For a woman.
A woman?
Is this a Brian scale?
Well, no, never mind.
I do remember reading in the paper somewhere that they preferred slightly heavier men.
Told you.
Who does?
Women.
All of them.
Women.
Really?
Yeah,
the dad bod thing is real.
They don't want to be the big one in the relationship, dude.
Oh, they want to have a little wiggle room to pig out.
They want a strong man to hold them tight.
These fucking piggies, they want to pig out, dude.
They
want
to go to market.
Speaking of market.
All right.
And piggies.
So what's the take? Can we move to the takeaways here? I think?
Give us a nice bow for the summary.
Well,
what is y'all's takeaways from it?
My takeaway is that, you know, I was telling Gemini that these women, dude, they like to, these clams, dude.
Yeah.
They like to pretend like they could take the high road, that they're like, that they're not beholden to evolutionary, you know.
Whimsy.
Whims. Yeah. And yet, look at this. Look at this. The
when you dive into
all,
the
Dr.
numbers.
Dr. Smartman is not, he's not.
Affiliated with these views.
I can tell by his face that he's not agreeing with this. But I'm just saying that, you know, we all have our shallow nature. And I think this shows that the women, it shows theirs pretty, in black and white.
The numbers don't lie, he
and
says.
It shows ours, too.
Well,
that's true.
My takeaway is, I'm always right. I told you to go after Asian women.
I know. I knew you were right. I didn't need the facts and figures. I trusted you. I just haven't. I'm just scared.
Yeah.
I'm just scared they're going to yell at me, dude. They look so mean.
Not all of them.
You have to take that, man.
Most of them are kawaii.
They use body mass index.
Uh-oh. Which is not an effective.
Yeah, everyone's
not,
fat.
Not great.
Yeah.
Percent outcome difference per baseline.
Oh, man.
These are words.
What are these?
Nerd!
Yeah, I'm looking at this.
Okay,
graph.
So the face you were making, you were just perplexed by the tables
the
you were looking at. I thought
he wasn't even listening to you.
Wasn't even listening.
He was doing the thing where he was like drawing on the glass and moving the windows around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like Minority
what's
Report?
What's your takeaway?
Like Good Will Hunting? My takeaway on this?
Yeah.
Any surprises, you know, did this...
Was it a shock that short men have to make more money than tall men?
The money spread is what threw me off, though.
It seems unreasonable.
And then, you know, I kept questioning, like, what's the occupation?
But why?
Because
because of status. You think because
status
is
education,
important.
Like everything kind of just falls in place.
I don't think education matters.
I think education plays a big part in where you get in terms of like everyday kind of jobs. Yeah.
No, I don't think education
like we're on the corporate ladder
like
you're on.
Like to women.
No, I think
insofar
as it makes you more money or gives
talking
you
about
more
the
status.
Income guys.
Right. It makes you more money. You have a higher earning potential.
Right. Based on like occupation that usually comes with those caveats.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Art is right.
Don't tell him that.
People are going
to
look at...
You need to sit your little credentials down.
When you look at the individual variables by themselves, you can have like kind of summary statistics, but a real person making a decision is going to take all of those things into account. I mean, that's why we're talking about trade-offs, but it's really difficult to do more than just look at two variables at the same time.
Okay, but wouldn't you say though, Dr. Smartman,
gotta do pussy modeling.
That yeah, you're right. There is some like
trade-offs.
Some real thinking about it. They're gonna think about it. But I think that even if it's not conscious, the like what's the word? There's like
proclivities.
There's things they won't go for. Like even if it's not like conscious, they'll say this person is nice. He's a doctor. He makes a ton of money, but he's short. And I don't want it. Like, even if she doesn't, even if she's not conscious of it, there's people like in the back of their mind. It's not
Are
all
you
like
telling
rational.
Me that people all... have preferences on the partner that they choose?
Yeah.
You're telling me that people have preferences.
No, but I'm just saying
on the partner they choose.
No, I'm saying, but most people won't admit to their preferences. Answer.
Of course not, because it
not
sounds
even to
like
themselves. Because
yeah,
it's like
because
a
it
shitty...
feels it seems like you're being shallow for not dating a 5'4" brown man.
I'm saying that who you
even
pick,
even though he got a thick dick,
who you're turned on by, who you pick to be like to date and stuff,
yeah.
has more to do with your shitty shallow preferences than it does
right.
you know
heart.
Any sort of thing that
no,
you find
mind,
out about
than your mind.
Yeah, even if yeah.
But I think you can overcome a lot of those things.
If you make enough money.
Or like how Brian's into Uggos. He had to really change because he's model of the millennium, right?
Yeah, he's stepping down to,
he
to skew
to, like,
these variables.
I
have reset
to turn down
his
so
views.
Much hot women, dude. It's insane.
It's crazy. It's like, he's over here trying to fuck Jenna Malone when Heidi Klum's already on his lap.
I'm like, bitch. You're hot. Get out of here.
Get me a regular one, he says.
That sounds
get
so
me a regular
model of the millennium.
One. Just so tired of this extraordinarily trim.
Yeah, haven't you heard? I like regular women.
Why are all of your proportions awesome?
Yeah, why is your hip-to-waist ratio, like... great.
And where's your fat?
Where's
Get
your
out
damn,
of
Where's
here.
Your damn fat?
Where's the cottage
Wherever
cheese?
You need it, man.
Well, thank you Where for summarizing the numbers, Dr. Smallman, and for adjusting
no
for inflation.
Problem.
We're animals.
Yeah.
This
We're
segment was
animals.
Called
We're all fucking
Adjustment
animals.
For Inflation.
Interview with Dr. Smartman.
Interview with the Dr. Smarmy.
This wasn't my study.
We're a prison to our mammal brains.
How much do you think we could charge to recreate this study for the government?
What?
This is what the burrito does. Burrito
multi-million-dollar project.
Burrito bids out contracts.
To get,
To analyze this data, man.
And
what you just did? How much would you charge them?
Yeah. How long would this take? And how much would it?
6 months.
Just read this.
No. The contract
study.
For this study. If we had a government contract
like
for the study, how much are we charging?
100 times that data.
I don't know. It would take me a while.
Okay.
To figure out how to do it.
You have to drop a budget.
You have to carry the two.
Yeah. By the way, the word I was looking for earlier was deal breakers. They have a lot of deal breakers. Anyways, go on.
Red flags?
Red flags.
Red flags. Hers.
So False you're flags. Saying $10 million. I got you. Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's ask the government. We're a minority on
and
business.
Can I, if I'm co-writing it, can I use the word clams in there? In the
What's the name of the study?
These clams. These clams.
Clam hate, chowder.
These clams don't appreciate short kings.
Clam chowder. These clams don't appreciate short kings. By Dr. Burrito Smartman
and Brian.
What was
average height McFly.
Average
I'm
all around.
I'm super surprised that, because Gemini, you found this article.
Yeah.
Not this paper. You found someone reporting on this paper.
Right.
And they were reporting recently.
It was 2021.
Yeah.
When the article was published, and I felt like they were talking about this study as if it was a recent one.
I heard it recently, too. I think it's just
it's back in the ethos. I think it's just one of those things that it gets picked up.
And updated.
No, the study has never been updated. That's why we
need to update it.
Need to charge the government some money to redo these numbers.
It's going
to
be the same thing.
And I bet we have better data nowadays.
Yeah. You'd have to have access to
their APIs.
Yeah, if I was going to do this,
Here
I would
go.
Want a sample from multiple
apps,
dating apps.
Would you include Grindr?
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole different study because they don't care about money.
You don't think so? Just cock size?
It's fluid now, man.
Just cock size?
Bullshit. You think they were doing any of that in 2003?
What's that?
Analyzing any of that?
Analyzing.
Gays?
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit.
They probably didn't.
Okay. Well...
other things.
But anyways, if we were to do this study, I would want to know what someone's ideal dating situation. I don't want to, no need to get bogged in the details about what women will like put up with on Tinder. Like, what do they prefer? Like, or who will
if
they
he can
date?
Hit, if he can hit like a baseline.
Not who will they hook up
like
with.
If he can make his profile hit these numbers, these very base numbers. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
you
I
know,
see.
They want, subconsciously, they want 6 foot tall. They want a white dude who makes $100,000. And if you could state those things in your profile, I think you'd have like a level of success.
Yeah, and also you'd have to
bullet
do...
bullet point.
You have to be like some for one thing for long-term relationships and one thing for short-term, because I think you would have different data. You'd have...
I think you
like
can make less on
when they're
on the
ovulating,
long-term.
Also.
Right.
I think they're
when
probably more likely
to... When their mucosa's creamier.
That's right. When they got the thick mucosa...
The thickosa.
They're going to go for a taller man, maybe.
everything that you're saying just is proving the point that like the controlling for all these variables is
impossible.
That's why it's a $10 million
budget.
That's
why it's a $10 million budget.
You know what?
Baby.
$20 million now, dude. Yeah. It's $20 million.
Guess what, government? You just talked yourself up another $10 million. It's $20 million now.
Same premium.
Okay.
By the time we're done with this conversation,
we have to measure mucosa thickness
and penis girth.
You guys are just opening up a whole dimension on what the initial concept was.
No, I mean, this is, we're talking about, you know, sexual
fullness. Extra, man.
You are getting 4D on it, though.
Yeah.
We're going the extra mile, dude.
The extra
Send
dimension.
In your mucosa.
I bet you could. I bet if you could figure out those baseline numbers, you could just craft a profile that in bullet point said those things, and it would have a high rate of success.
Well, you know, we could do our own.
We could do a deepfake between our faces and make a totally different person.
Out of the bottle, man.
A white Gemini Jackson.
Bullshit!
I should go through this study and just make my entire dating profile match all of what you just said for the most successful man. You know, like 6'4", I make this amount of money, but I guess they don't care after that point.
Yeah, you could say 6'4", I bang cans.
Either or.
Right.
What, I bang cans?
I bang cans in the back alley for bucks.
So are you saying like a 6'4" dude on this dating app is just too busy answering all his emails?
He's just drowning.
Yeah.
He's literally drowning in mucosa. Yeah, I would get a job, but I really have no motivation.
Why? Yeah.
There's nothing
to... The only reason that I would get a job is to have a situation that I already have. So what the fuck?
I'll just bang trash cans in the back alley for bucks.
Bang bucks.
And that was Dr. Smartman's ratio thing. I don't know if this can follow up, man. Brian explains Quantum Leap to Gen Z.
Yeah.
After all that, Gen Z know.
Quantum Leap is more in my wheelhouse than
the
meta-analysis.
The numbers and studies and shit.
Yeah, I can't
just tell me what he needs to make with what this is. Brian was just out of his fucking mind.
I'm pissed at myself. I'm pissed at God for making me dumb. I mean,
hi God, it's me, Margaret. Why'd you make me stupid as shit?
Man, I've been doing this a long time, so do
Whatever,
not feel
man.
Bad.
Don't lie
to
me.
Sexy ass.
So Brian explains Quantum Leap to Gen Z.
Imagine I'm a Gen Zer.
Imagine you just saw the name Quantum Leap and saw maybe like a DVD cover or a still shot from the show.
And they'd be like,
and you're
what's
supposed
this
to expand
shit?
On what this.
I don't know
does
what
it
would do other than just say the.
Does it bop?
Well,
it's a TV series, right?
Yeah, okay. So we'll start. First of all, Dean Stockwell, the guy who played. He's like a supporting. Or no, he's like one of the main guys on Quantum Leap, died at 85. RIP Dean Stockwell. A real one. And
you give that out, I think, a little bit too much.
Yeah, maybe he wasn't a real one.
A little laissez-faire with your real one. Casual.
It's a cheesy-ass show, dude.
Yeah.
It's a cheesy-ass show that I loved. I used to watch it with my mom. This is what I'd say to Gen Z to have sex with her.
It's a sci-fi
show, right? I used to watch it with my mom. Huh?
Oh.
How would you describe it? Categorize it?
It's like a sci-fi / drama. It's like a family...
Rom-com.
Because it's like heartwarming sci-fi kind of time travel. I mean, besides just saying what the synopsis is, I don't know how I would sell it.
Yeah, say she's only going to have sex with you if you can make her watch Quantum Leap, she will have sex with you.
If she makes it through an episode of
if you can get her to watch it, you'll have sex during Quantum Leap.
What?
If you can just get her to agree to watch Quantum Leap.
I will have sex with her?
Yeah. You're watching Quantum Leap, which is like awesome, right?
Can you handle that, Brian?
How would you?
I can't sell.
You can
sell
mute the TV. Just mute the TV.
No, just keep it on full blast.
So what you're saying is I have to convince her to watch the show,
right? So she'll
go back
to
your... If I convince her to watch the show, I can have sex with her.
While watching Quantum Leap.
I'll just lie about it. And I was like, dude, you got to watch this fucking show. Dude.
What is this?
Okay, is that what you're asking for? Okay.
What's the show about?
Quantum Leap, dude. It's like a fuck. You ever seen Back to the Future?
No.
Okay. You ever seen Rick and Morty? I know you've seen Rick and Morty.
Yeah, that Pickle gross Rick? Show that that boy's like.
Okay, this is like a, this is a not gross Rick and Morty.
Okay.
And it's about time travel. It's a hunk. There's a hunky guy in it.
Okay.
A rich hunky guy.
Oh, he's rich.
And he's a doctor.
Oh, is it Dr. Smartman?
He's a Dr. Smartman, and he like travels through time and he helps people.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Like, sometimes he'll go back and he'll like
help.
It
sounds like Little House on the Prairie.
Kind of. Now, and also, like, so sometimes it'll be, like, a guy, he'll go back in time to help people that are, like, victims of racism.
Oh, no!
I know!
He went back in time when the racism was racism?
And he fixed it. He fixed
racism?
Yes, it sounds pretty good, right?
Wait, are you telling me the ending?
Yes. No,
I don't
want to
watch it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
no.
There's more?
There's a lot more. I think you'll like it. It's very woke like you are, so...
And pretty.
It's very pretty like you are.
All right, dude. I think you nailed it. That chick is definitely having sex with you.
Anyways, I don't think I explained the show, but you guys know. You can watch it. Look it up on IMDb for the synopsis.
So like a sci-fi dramedy?
It's a continuous storyline, dude.
It's slice of life time travel.
Did you never watch it?
I've watched some episodes. I just don't know the storyline.
It sucks.
It's probably not good. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's a
nostalgic
comfort food.
Yeah.
Tell us about your favorite episode.
Isn't the guy trying to get back to his like,
his timeline?
His body
yeah, that's the bigger picture thing is like he's stuck in like a time warp thing where he has to keep
quantum leaping.
Leaping into other people's lives and fixing stuff that went wrong.
Yeah.
And if he fixes whatever the problem was, he leaps to another person and then eventually he's hoping to leap back into his own body. But anyways,
hoping so there's this side quest of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what keeps him going, but he's also trying to help these people.
I think Rick and Morty did a Quantum Leap episode.
They probably did. And also, Family Guy? Family Guy has so many Quantum Leap little cutscenes. This is just kind of a side note. Okay, well, cut all that.
Well, how would you get a nose in your asshole?
Well, we were talking about women with big schnozzes.
Well, first off, we should let Burrito kind of analyze this in a generic sort of way.
Okay,
yeah. To clarify the question that is being asked.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, he needs to know what we're talking about, right?
Ask him the question right out and see how
you
translate that.
A nose into your asshole
while
she's sucking your dick.
Is that possible?
Like physiologically or something like that.
Like physiologically, Dr.
like,
Smallman,
let's say
I know you do kinesiology and shit.
She gets a whole dick in her mouth and she's down at the base and her nose,
I think,
in some
gymnastics.
Position that it can be kind of poking into towards the taint
nuzzling.
Area.
Up the brown eye.
Yeah, isn't that like a 69 position?
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
But... Is it physiologically possible that she's tickling your butthole
because she,
and
she,
with
your
her
taint.
Nose while your whole cock is in her mouth?
And you kind of have to smush the balls, too.
You have to smush the balls or separate them and push them out of the way.
Her nose has to go over the balls to the taint.
They can go through the balls.
How? Like a little glove?
Yeah, why not? I wouldn't
like
say little
nose,
glove.
Like a little nose
like
condom?
A whole sandbag.
It's like a nest. Yeah. So the nose and the ball sack is loose and she just kind of pokes through, pushes the, gathers
I mean, that's
the
only way she's going to get to your butthole is to use props.
Or she can go over.
Right.
Oh, you're saying she pushes one of the balls to
your
butthole.
Your butthole.
Yeah. All right, we didn't need you, Dr. Smartman. We figured this out.
They just needed to talk it through.
Yeah, we just needed a conscientious objector.
All right, so 69 positions, sucking your dick all the way down to the base, uses her nose to nudge one of your balls into your asshole.
Right.
Okay.
It's called a hole-in-one.
It's called golfing. It's called the back nine.
The back nine. I like that one. It's called the back nine. Anyway, you guys eat in the car or no?
I'm usually parked when I eat in the car.
I hate eating while driving.
I hate while eating while driving. I don't really like eating while parked either.
Yeah, same.
So here's the thing. Do you like stopping on a... Do you mind
no,
stopping?
I hate stopping.
On a road trip?
I hate stopping on road trips.
So what do you do in that situation? Do you? Because what
you
I do is I
drive-thru.
Go in, I say, let's just...
Oh, wow.
By myself, I'll
let's
just,
stretch
I'll just
the
stop...
Legs.
Stretch the legs, go into Whataburger, eat inside, and then go on my way. But you don't do that.
No, I eat it in the car.
But you hate it.
Because I want to keep the inertia going.
Yeah.
If I get out of the car during a road trip, I feel like I'm going to dawdle. And I'm just trying to get this
you
fucking...
You don't trust yourself to
I'm
not
I'm just trying
dawdle?
To get this fucking drive over, and I feel like if I'm already in the car, it's still running.
Yeah.
As soon as I down this burger, I can get to going.
It's true. I love a gas station. I love a Bucky's.
Yeah.
I like to kind of waste... If I don't have to be anywhere, I just...
Right,
I like
if
to,
I don't have to be anywhere.
If I'm alone,
I
like to just kind of chill.
I might take a little time.
But anyway, what were you saying, Dr. Smartman?
I usually pick foods that I can eat easily while I'm driving.
Burrito? I'm saying you can eat a burrito easily.
Oh. Yeah, but I guess so.
So it's a wrap.
He calls it a soft suck.
You're not doing that while you're on a road trip, man. That's dangerous.
When you're pulled over I usually at night do like at a rest stop.
Like a granola bar or a bag
of
chips.
It's called a granola bar.
Or
and a bag of chips.
Or chicken tenders.
Jesus, it's called chicken
yeah,
tenders.
But you can't dip, though, dude.
You can.
You can dip those lot lizards all day long.
Yeah, dip the lot lizards with your chicken tenders.
What was the other word I came up with? It's like a toad.
Road toad?
Road toad.
That's better than lot lizards,
road
I think.
Toad.
Road toad.
It's
hey.
Another species.
Yeah, road toad.
Road toad.
People hate this, but like most of my friends are like, they do not want to go inside of a fast food. They'd rather go through the drive through. They hate it when I make them go inside and eat.
Like, I'll go into C-stores. I feel better going into C-stores. But if it's just the drive through at like a McDonald's, I'm breezing through. I'm not really going inside because then you got to confront mouth breathers and face to face. And maybe there's a line. At least like you know what the line looks like if you're going through the drive through.
How about rest stops?
Then you go inside and use it. What am I dawdling? You want me to dawdle at a rest stop?
What's dawdling?
Dawdling.
Loitering?
No, like just like taking your time.
Taking your time.
Taking your sweet ass time.
Sweet ass time, dude. Yeah. Anyways,
that was double X Quantimino.
What?
It was double X Quantimino. That was double X Quantimino.
Julio Tejas, Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news.
Facebook is not Facebook anymore.
Really? I don't think anybody's reported on this. Let's break the listeners down.
Tell us about it, Burrito.
I'm going to give you a meta analysis.
Oh, no.
Because I got two articles.
Oh, wow.
Or two
hey, so this
here.
Is literally a meta analysis, not like how we say meta analysis.
Yes.
Which is
this
the right
is a,
way.
A yes. Pseudo meta analysis.
Jesus.
So there's two companies out there that already have Meta as their name.
Yeah.
And
two other companies?
Right.
Yeah, two other companies. And they're kind
I
of
would
annoyed.
Assume there would be more than yeah. two companies. It seems like think. Such a basic ass name.
And there's probably thousands that at least have the word Meta in their name.
Possibly yeah, so, like an analytical firm called Meta Analysis.
So one of them is
that's doing
is a
studies for the government. $20 million.
Called Meta. They're in Malaysia. And their name and logo is trademarked in Malaysia, so they don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
But they've had it for 3 years, and their little logo is that...
the infinity symbol.
Yeah, the infinity symbol. I mean, Facebook's really
It's
copying.
Not that original of an idea.
It isn't.
And then also, they straight up ripped them off.
Yeah. It's not original, like
they,
but also...
They ripped
thievery.
Off a very unoriginal idea.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
The other company is called Meta.
No, really?
And they're in the United States, and they are asking for several million dollars to give the name to Mark Zuckerberg.
Which is stupid.
Why?
Does that sound like
ask
chump
for
change?
Billions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like chump change.
You know how, I mean, like you probably couldn't get billions, but you probably could get a lot of shares from Facebook.
Oh, that wouldn't be bad.
And like save them from the embarrassment of having to rebrand again.
Yeah. $20 million is what
plus
they're asking.
Plus, they probably paid way Monkeys more than $20 bottle, for that rebrand, for that stolen logo.
$20 million.
They paid way more than $20 million for that logo.
That's crazy that they did that.
Oof.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Why?
Because. That's why.
It's so stupid, though.
Yeah, but because.
It's not worth that.
Worth is subjective when you have all the money.
I guess so. Oh, wait, so this is... Is there another... Oh, is that both of them?
News.
That
yeah,
was all of the
them.
News.
Both of them combined?
Yeah. We just consolidated. Because yeah. there's no need to beat that dead horse.
That's true.
Everybody's already reported on it.
I haven't even looked into it. There's a certain amount, like, if people talk about something too much, I don't even look into it.
It doesn't even register.
Like, if only heard one little thing about it, I would look into it. But if more than 10 sources
yeah,
tell
so
me something.
So you didn't look into Astroworld at all?
That one was a little. I didn't read anything about it, but I've heard people talk about it, and it is interesting.
People died.
People died, and it's sad. And but also, you know, what can you do? It was worth it. That's my take. Geez. That's my take on Astroworld, dude. I mean, yeah, it's worth it.
We'll see how it.
I can't tell you what that means. It was a net positive.
2021 National Toy Hall of Fame inductees announced.
Announced.
It's official. The Educational American Girl Dolls game-changing board game Risk and Universal Playthings Sand been inducted.
Oh, Sand represent.
Wow, Sand.
My boy Sand, dude, coming out on top.
Motherfuckers literally sleeping on sand out here.
We did argue the losers.
Ooh,
and we argued them well.
Yay, Sand.
Sand.
Wait, so Risk, what were they against? Sorry, I was
American
just...
Girl Dolls, Risk, and Sand.
What's an American Girl doll?
Women love it. Like, millennials love this.
I think
this.
It's like a high-quality porcelain doll.
Expensive, man.
But it comes with a backstory.
Can you fuck it?
And it's high quality.
If you got two American dolls and you squished them together, you could fuck it. You can't fuck one.
You have to make a sandwich?
Oh, I guess you could kind of like pull the legs apart and kind of do that. But it's not big enough to stick your whole dick in. I've tried.
Those are thousands of dollars.
What are they?
American Girl dolls.
Are they really?
I don't think so.
Are they worth that much?
Depends on which one, I'm sure.
I think it's...
I can't believe people like that shit.
What do you mean, dolls?
Yeah. Shit's another creepy, man.
It's like baseball cards for millennial women.
Baseball cards for millennial women.
They love this shit.
Hmm.
I went to a restaurant one time where the like kind of conference room area, like break off part, like think of like an IHOP and it used to be like the smoking section kind of thing.
We were there. I was there too.
Are you thinking about the same thing I'm thinking?
Mexican restaurant.
Was it a Mexican restaurant? Yeah. But there was like a little
expo. There's a whole fucking
doll
convention.
Were those American Girl dolls?
Maybe.
Probably.
And then there were like chicks who were dressed up as the dolls.
They were just hanging
too.
Out with their dolls. Like
they matched their doll.
They brought their dolls to the restaurant.
Oh,
at
no.
the restaurant.
I don't like that.
And the dolls had their own little table. And then like all the people were like mingling.
The dolls were having tea.
It was more like a display kind of table, you know, like they're on top of the table and everyone could take a look.
Look, you can get
interesting.
Native American right here.
Sure.
Kaya? Oh, that's a different kind of...
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about, Double Quantum. We didn't do the recognizing the native land of Slam City.
Oh, we didn't do it. What's it called?
I don't know.
Oh, land acknowledgement.
Land acknowledgement. Have you heard of this shit?
No, I haven't.
Burrito, have you heard of this?
Burrito knows.
Land acknowledgement?
No, I don't know what that is.
Explain to us, Brian. What's land acknowledgement?
I don't know if I should.
Did you make this up or was this...
No, he showed me.
Here's the thing that Canadians
somewhere
do.
Somewhere in the metaverse.
And I think Americans are probably... Okay, in Seattle and like really progressive places and also Canada, what they'll do is before any sort of official meeting, whether it be corporate meeting or it be a government meeting, they'll do something called a land acknowledgement where they list off all of the tribes that once lived there and state that they're on stolen land and that... That sort of thing. It's like they're doing some like throat clearing at the beginning of a meeting to say, by the way, before we talk about, you know, the new
Microsoft
launch, I just want you to know that we did rape and pillage on this land. And
now
that's bad.
Out of the way,
let's
check out the specs.
Check out these damn specs.
You bitches.
Like it's part of the like.
Yeah.
Let me preface this by
it's
saying.
It's like a prayer at the beginning
it's like a prayer.
Service. It's like,
Dear Native Americans,
God bless this meeting.
Dear Native Americans, thank you for this land.
And this is like,
that's what we were talking about. It's like the land acknowledgement is also like it's more fucked up than not doing it because they're saying we acknowledge we stole this land and we're not going to really do anything about it. So we stole this land. Deal with
nanny,
it.
Nanny nanny boo boo. Stick your head.
We
in
are so sad. We're like very sad about it, but
not sad enough to give it back.
You just sit your little sexy ass down.
Anyway, so that's what land acknowledgement is. Not as fun as...
Venomous sharks found in London's Thames River.
Thames.
Thames River, that's right.
The Thames.
I don't think people are fucking swimming in that thing anyway, are they?
I don't know anything about it.
That river seems nasty as hell.
I think maybe the sharks got venomous because they're swimming in it.
They're swimming in venom.
Ah.
The river is venom.
The carpet is, in fact, hot lava.
The floor is lava.
Damn. It looks
that's
like
it.
A... The sharks in a river?
Yeah, because I mean, the river goes to the sea,
yeah,
to the
true.
Sea, to the open arms of the sea.
To the open arms.
What do you think we are, Teeves?
Teeves indeed.
All I can say is,
you know, Slam Citizens, Burritos always dreamed of being a Japanese fish canner. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at putting away his socks and underwear so the drawer closes all the way, it's time to pop the top of this week's perfectly preserved headlines. This is Burritos Nippon News.
More than a segment.
That's right. Putting fish in cans. It's like a
fish in
it's like
cans.
A pastime. Yeah.
Is it a pastime or is it a necessity of preservation?
One of those.
A technological advancement.
I'm not smart man right now.
What's your favorite canned fish?
Mackerel.
Sardines.
Oh. Mackerel.
Mackerel. Mm.
I always saw them as one for spotted dick.
Hey.
Yeah, I do like mackerel, and I do get them in cans, and they get the little
twist top,
you know, little oblong ones.
Pop a top again.
Like a sardine can?
Yeah, but with
kind
mackerel.
Of. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on this because I like to, you know, I'm a connoisseur of canned meats.
Do you like canned mackerel?
I don't even think I've ever even tasted mackerel in any form.
Are you not a fishman?
I'm not a big fishman. I'm open to it, but I do not seek out the fish.
Hey, ladies.
Yeah.
What do you think you would be if that mackerel was canned in chocolate?
Jesus, no.
No.
Probably even worse.
Why? Why do you say that? Is that just some random question that you asked me, or is there a reason you asked?
Well, because there's a chocolate fish in a can from a store in Akihabara.
Mm, Akihabara. That sounds like shit.
So, it does sound like
fucking shit.
You know what goes really well with my chocolate? Fucking canned fish.
Yeah.
You know what goes great with my fucking canned fish? Chocolate! Now, if only someone could find a way to put these things together.
I mean, I don't mean to be crass, dude, but...
Sure, go ahead. You've never meant to be crass one day in your life.
I don't mean to be crass, dude, but
sure.
Just to drive this disgusting point home, just imagine shoving a Hershey's into a dang Coos.
Right, and when the mucosa is the thickest.
Yeah, it melts. Just imagine that, dude.
And it's been jogging?
It's been... the mackerel's been going upriver.
Upstream. Yeah. Upstream. Upstream to mate, and mackerel don't do that.
I mean, come on. Not good.
You eating that Hershey Kiss or what?
You know, Burrito hasn't said whether he would or not would.
It's like a chocolate fountain.
But I think he would.
I'd try it.
See?
I would try it.
Wait, Burrito.
You gotta have it at least once.
The Hershey Kiss or the mackerel?
Both. It's mixed together.
The mackerel.
Oh, okay. I thought he was being nasty, dude. I was like, that doesn't sound like Dr. Smartman.
You nasty boys.
Yeah, that both.
Sorry, I was reading the article. It says, the mackerel was rich, and the chocolate seemed to give it an added depth of flavor. And
yeah, chocolate flavor.
Bullshit!
Well, is it milk chocolate, or is it dark chocolate? Tell me about this chocolate.
Oh, this does make...
Is it melted?
Dark chocolate makes a difference.
Yeah.
Probably.
That makes more sense.
85% cacao?
And it's like a cacao.
It's kind of like a mole situation.
Like mole. The ingredients list say mackerel, sake, mirin, soy sauce, chocolate, sugar, butter.
It's not enough information, man.
Sugar butter.
Yeah,
so it's supposed to be sweet. I don't know.
Well,
if I don't
no
like
milk.
It being, I don't
it would
like
say
it
milk chocolate,
sweet.
Right? If it was milk chocolate.
Yeah, but it also said sugar butter, so it...
Yeah, they don't tell you how much, though.
Is that what
that's
you call
true.
It?
Sugar butter.
It could just be a... Is that what you call it?
Give me your sugar butter.
Come here, sugar butter.
Come here, sugar butter.
That's a total pimp's name to his lady.
Sugar butter.
Hey, sugar butter.
No, sugar butter. I'll be good.
You got me next Tuesday, right?
I'll be good, sugar butter.
I'll be good, sugar booger, please. Did you say sugar booger?
Sugar butter.
Yeah.
Sugar booger.
The name on the side of the can actually kind of also sounds like
a dessert?
A good name.
Tell us about it.
Choco Saba.
Choco Saba. Which Saba
Choco
meaning
Saba.
Mackerel,
Saba
of course.
Is mackerel. Yeah.
Choco Saba.
So speaking of sweet savory things, there's mochi ice cream in ramen.
Bullshit.
Art's shaking his head. What's going
Continue,
on?
Continue, please.
Mochi, mochi.
Oh, I'm sure he doesn't like this gimmick. It says noodles will never be the same again. So they took a...
No, it doesn't. It says, noodles will never be the same again!
Sunday.
They took a little mochi... Wrapped it in
mochi ice cream.
Pork.
Mochi.
Like ramen pork that would be in ramen.
Oh, chasu.
Yeah, chasu pork.
Pork and ice cream?
Yeah.
And then you can eat that like that, or you
or
can
not.
Also drop it in a bowl of ramen.
That sounds gimmicky as all hell.
How about this? I like the way they phrase this. We love Yukimi Daifuku ice creams, but will we love them when they're wrapped in pork and floating in a hot, salty broth?
Is that how you have sex?
In
you
a just... hot, salty bra?
That's what you end up with.
Yeah, yeah. Wrapped in pork. Wrapped in pork in a hot, salty bra. That's the name of your sex tape. Wrapped in pork in a hot, salty broth.
I was just throwing up thinking about drinking bath water.
The review said by itself was pretty good.
Yeah.
In the rum, and they couldn't really taste the ice cream. It didn't really have that much of a...
It's just like cream.
An impact.
Well,
yeah.
Does it still have the rice, like the mochi around it, right? So that would be like a weird texture in your ramen, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
G art says.
You know what my favorite, and I think maybe your favorite ingredient in ramen is?
Should be.
Shiitake mushrooms.
Oh. I was going to say corn. No.
Oh.
No, shiitake might be my favorite.
Yeah, that one place.
Oh, dude, those are so good. The marinated ones.
What is shiitake mushrooms?
Again?
Mushrooms.
It's like a big brown mushroom.
Big brown mushroom stamp.
Yeah, it's got like a dark outside and a light inside.
It's a ring. It has that ring I keep telling you about.
You got to pull it back.
Oh.
You know the ring where it's like discolored after that?
You know what? In hindsight, I've been kind of looking at my cock a little bit. And
you
I
got
think,
the ring.
I think I got a ring, but it's
you
a subtle ring.
Well, you got the haircut. You got the fade. This is the ring.
Yeah, they gave me a sick fade,
They gave you a fade, so the ring isn't well-defined.
Yeah.
So you know in Japan, they like their crane games.
Oh, they love them.
They love it.
How many crane games was in that record-breaking crane arcade?
Crane gang.
It was way more than 69.
A lot.
Shit.
It was 69-420.
But in this one place, they've got a crazy shiitake crane game that lets you win mushrooms by winning mushrooms that aren't mushrooms.
What? Oh, Jesus.
Tell us about it,
this
burrito.
This is some meta mushroom.
So they got a crane game that's got mushrooms inside.
Allegedly.
And it's like this store that just sells mushroom stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
And you would think that if you put a bunch of real mushrooms in this crane game, they would probably go bad.
Yeah.
So you
disintegrate.
Yeah. You grab like little plushy plastic mushrooms.
Oh.
Yeah. And then you can trade in those mushrooms for
mushroom
real
bucks.
Mushrooms.
Real ass mushrooms.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool.
Okay. On the surface, I'm into this concept. I don't want to have to buy all of my mushrooms this way, though.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's kind of gross. But in the picture, it looked like they censored out like the mushrooms.
Shut up.
No, seriously, this is just a preview. It must have been like an edit of some sort.
It looked like they pixelated the mushrooms.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's all blurry.
Oh my God.
It's called the shiitake catcher.
I thought like they were going to be, it was a crane full of dicks.
Yeah.
You know, like mushroom shaped ones.
That's where the mind does go.
Kind of. It looks pretty funny. But anyway, speaking of old wrinkly things.
Old dicks.
Yeah. Japan's oldest McDonald's worker defies age barriers, inspires everyone at the age of 93. They got the oldest.
What is he inspiring?
Is this a
volunteer job? Get a real job?
No, he's got a real job. I guess he retired and then he decided he wanted to do something.
It's nice.
And
it probably keeps him active.
Working at this place. Yeah, I bet it does.
Oh, so he had a
career
before
this. He
doesn't
even need the money.
Do you think he works the cash register? What do you think he does there?
I think he works the ass register.
He does some
pinching ladies' bottoms.
And now I think it says he works at the salad station.
Oh, okay.
Oh, McDonald's salad station?
Making side menu meals like salads.
He's a prep.
Oh, okay. He's a line prep.
He's prepping.
Yeah.
He works 5-hour shifts, 4 nights a week.
Just prepping.
Must be nice.
Tossing salads all night.
Yeah, Yabuta is said to be an inspiration to his fellow colleagues, the youngest of whom is just 15.
Well, this guy is literally six times his age. Six times his age.
Yeah.
It's like his great-great-grandfather.
When I was your age, World War I.
Oh, my God, yeah. The sprightly 93-year-old says he likes working, and his secret to good health is hydration and physical activity. Slamming water and banging whores, dude.
Slamming water and or clam.
That's right. Clam banging.
You think this guy's getting it in?
Speaking of things that you might be able to bang.
I think he has a cloaca at that age.
Wow.
Japan's Bear Paw Cafe. Oh. A safe space for staff with mental health challenges.
God,
Let's not say anything.
I mean, can you imagine? You're trying to enjoy your fucking meal, dude, and you have all these fucking psychos around you.
But that's not what this is. So this is a In the article, they call it a literal hole-in-the-wall cafe.
Glory hole-in-the-wall.
So this is... Yeah, no.
You get service through this hole.
There's a hole in the wall.
Tell me more.
And for people who
have
anxiety issues, they put on a fluffy bear mask and a glove.
Furry glory hole.
And they... they are able
to jerk you off through the hole with a furry thing. This is a furry thing.
To you through this hole.
Hold on, everyone.
So look. Okay, before we go any further, let me just preface this by saying, I think as a psychologist, I think this is a healthy thing. And is helping these people with mental health issues.
But as a scumbag.
As a slam citizen, however, I'd like to say, I know a glory hole when I see one.
And also as a slam citizen, I'd like to say...
So take that as you
and
will.
And rewind it back. Everybody knows a glory hole when we see one. That was Burrito's Nipo News. Thank you for that segment within a segment.
Well, sometimes there's women on the other side of the glory hole.
No, never. No, not never.
Bullshit.
Not even once.
Woman claims her life is harder because she is attractive.
Oh, this is what we were going to talk about.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
A TikToker has opened up about the dark side to pretty privilege, saying her looks mean other women leave her out.
Okay, well, I think the first thing...
Brian!
The first thing that we have to discuss...
No, check this out. Go down here.
Where is she?
No, not her.
Great
her,
for radio!
Her!
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, because look... Wait, that's not her?
No.
Okay, because even her... Okay, anyway, so what... All right, stay on track here. Oh, the dark side of pretty privilege, it's a TikTok, it's a woman. It's a woman talking about how pretty she is. There's something off about this. What could it possibly be? This woman is in a TikTok, she's talking about how pretty she is, and how the dark side of pretty privilege. Could it be... that maybe she's not pretty. That be the thing that's off about this?
There was something not quite right. I couldn't put my finger
first
on
off,
it.
First off, Brian, true or false?
Well, there's a lot of different...
Oh, there's a lot of them. Okay. She's kind of cute. Still not enough to...
Warrant pretty privilege?
Yeah. So wait, what is... Okay, sorry. I feel like I took this over
Pretty privilege is basically like... Other girls won't want to be friends with you because you're prettier than them.
They want to be the prettiest in the room. So they don't want to be your friend because you're too pretty.
Do you think that's true?
Absolutely.
Probably,
yeah, but pretty girls have friends.
Yeah. And
do you don't think that maybe these people have bad personalities?
Oh, for sure.
Maybe. And that's why they don't want to be? Or they think they're pretty when they're not pretty, so they're probably delusional in other aspects of their lives, too. And
Often the case.
Brian, why are you coming at me with truth?
Anyways, also, even if these girls were pretty, it's a little hard to feel sorry for them. It's like...
Especially when they're pretty.
Because, yeah, because these pretty women...
What is this, amateur?
Pretty they don't woman. Want... They don't want... More friends, dude. They just want a
more attention.
They just need 5'10" Brian making 360K a year.
Yeah. So
walking down
and they'll
find
it.
With that scarf. Yeah. She loves that scarf.
Well, she asked you, it's a 360K hitter.
Yeah.
Scarf or narf, you know what I mean?
Anyways.
Back to attractive women.
I don't feel sorry for him.
No, back to attractive women.
What about him?
The next story.
Oh, is it me? Oh, okay. Plus size Hooters and booty shorts spark debate. We are sexy and confident. The restaurant has been placed on a cyber rotisserie spit. I hate
what
that.
What the fuck?
Come on, dude.
What the fuck?
I love it.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Did you write it,
That's
Arthur?
Not dated.
It's like
I did not write
cyber
that.
Cyber sex
okay,
rotisserie
so
spit.
The restaurant has been placed
you can't say
on
cyber.
A cyber rotisserie spit in the debate over whether it should begin hiring full-figured women to sling their world-famous wings while donning their signature skimpy outfits.
I think this has more to do with the worker shortage than anything.
Or that women have wings.
Wait.
Oh,
world
no.
famous wings.
Oh, you know what it is? Actually, I do. The restaurant has been placed on a rotisserie spit. Are they saying that they're pigs?
Yeah.
I do like that. I thought they were, I wasn't even thinking.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
I mean, I think it's funny that they say we are sexy and confident.
Maybe they are.
I guess so. I don't know.
Brian,
maybe this
true
is
or false?
Mean. Maybe I'm being mean, dude.
You go to Hooters to eat. You're not necessarily concerned about the waitresses.
I'm not going to Hooters to eat.
I'm going to fuck.
No. I
want to apologize. I want to take a different stance on this.
Please.
Take it, Brian.
I was being mean, calling these ladies pigs. I would actually like this because I have a more of a chance of having sex with these waitresses.
Send Brian some regulars.
I mean.
Because if it's a hot chick like servicing Brian, he's like, she's just blowing smoke up my ass for a good tip.
That's right. But
then he doesn't tip because he's a scumbag now.
But these women would be, they would appreciate it, dude.
Oh, no.
They'd be appreciative of the mediocre dick I'm throwing down, dude.
A 350 tip on a
5'10"-ness?
Yeah, I'd finger some of these.
There you go.
I feel like you got a whole fist.
Anyways, I normally don't feel bad, but I guess I feel bad.
Aw.
I'm sorry.
Brian got a conscience.
Speaking of service industry, waitress reveals she made only one penny during 6-week pay period.
You just brought this up for true or false.
It is a true or false.
Yeah.
I mean, we can easily explain why her check was one penny.
No, but what is it? I didn't know.
Well, she gets tips.
They take up so much in taxes when you claim tips that it reduces down to like nothing. But they have to make the check for something.
A check. So she's probably made like $500 that week, but it was all cash tips. And because they're reporting her wages for her.
They report the tips?
Yeah. That they have to put it on paper somewhere. And like the waitresses, they make against tips, I guess. So like they start them out at $2.31 an hour.
Yeah.
But if they make $500, they have to pay taxes worth $500. And you're not going to overcome that with a $2.31 per hour thing.
My question is, why is she a server and not at the strip club?
That's where she was.
What?
They took the wages out of her strip check.
No, it doesn't specify. I want to say it was an eatery of some sort.
No, she looks like she works at a strip club. But also, she could make... Why? She doesn't know her worth yet, does she?
Probably not.
Tell us about it, Brian.
I'm saying she's hot.
It's more than $2.31.
Yeah.
It's probably 10 times that.
At least 10 times that.
It's at least $23.10. Yeah.
No, yeah, she's cute as hell, dude. I think this should be a wake-up call to her, dude.
I think you need to at her right now with this clip.
Yeah. Hey, girl. Liney, whatever your name is in Nashville. I'd say maybe go easy on the hair dye and the makeup, but other than that, if we can get you in a more natural look instead of a sunburnt Barbie, then I think we could really do something about how you're not making shit for pay, you dumb clam. All right, let's go. Anyways, that should work, right?
Anyways, straight from the heart. That was the news.
That was straight from the heart.
Go back 2 minutes, and I was saying I felt bad about the Hooters thing. I don't. Well, the thing is, I don't feel bad.
Clam.
I don't feel bad because she is hot, and she's gonna have a pretty good life. The other ones, I don't think they will. So, and I'm not being mean there. I'm just saying.
You are smelly.
No, they might. They might. Okay, forget about it. Cut this whole episode.
Just drop it.
J-Mark,
if you made it this far,
cut it.
Bullshit.
Anyways, I love women.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Get serves you
everything.
Even the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the crazy one has
everything.
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have
everything.
And next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Bubba Getz.
I'm Bubba Getz, and I gets it!
So get it.
Oh, what a lunch.
Boomchi, circle.
Boomchi, pizza.
Got it. Boomchi, wettest pizza.
Wettest pizza.
What?
Papa John's?
Yep. Boom, gee, Papa John's.
Gotta trope that shit.
Papa wet ass John's.
Why is it? Because
Papa John is wet.
Because Papa John is wet.
He's just sweating into his sauce. That's what
do
he's
you
doing.
Mean?
He looks wet.
I think you're dealing in racial stereotypes with my Italian brother, Papa John.
I don't even know he's
greasy.
Italian.
We're on individuality level here.
That guy looks wet.
Well, all I can say is free him from his cancellation ASAP.
Free Papa John. It's not his fault he has 40,000 in his body.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's out here on the streets trying to get rid of these N-words, dude.
He's out here.
Instead of letting it just eat you from the inside out, he's trying to get them out and spread the love.
He went to the Himalayas.
Wait, what? Just yell at him off a mountain?
Just to try to recall him out, you know?
The old recola method,
but it's not as effective as, you know, a conference call.
That's true. Just for the record, he was quoting it. But anyways, all right.
I had a specialty that was a specialty of a specialty.
What?
Specialty of a specialty.
So they got
a
thing going on right now. It's been going on for a little bit. It's like their promo.
Oh, wait.
And then...
Is it chocolate mackerel?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
got
dude.
It.
What's the thing that the sandwich that they have?
The papadilla.
Papadilla.
It was a good guess, but it was not a papadilla.
I had a papadilla. Ooh. Not bad.
Is it pumpkin spice?
Pumpkin spice pizza.
What are you talking about?
Pumpkin spice pizza.
Is it cheese inside of something?
Yes.
That's always a specialty.
And it's a ripoff of like another genius
pizza
idea.
Rolls?
Is it like
stuffed crust?
Yeah. Got it.
Papa John's is my least favorite pizza.
It was the works. It wasn't great, but man, there was
like
a lot
cheese.
Of cheese.
That cheese just...
They just give it away.
I don't like it.
It's kind of fluffy cheese.
It's very plastic.
Cheese. Yeah, it's
just
plastic
seems
cheese.
Like it's, it smells like plastic too.
It's like floating on top of the sauce.
Yeah.
That's what I don't really like.
Yeah. Right? There's no adhesion.
Like an iceberg?
Or cohesiveness. Like an iceberg.
Iceberg cheese?
Lettuce.
That's what I have for lunch?
Boom chi. Made it at home. But if you were so inclined, you could get this at the finest dining establishments.
Filet mignon.
And usually it comes with shrimp.
Steak?
Yes.
So you did have steak. Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
For lunch.
It was leftovers, but yeah. The side dish was...
What kind of, wait, was it a strip?
No.
Ribeye?
Yes, the best
nice,
cut.
Nice, dude. Yeah,
the best
love,
cut.
It is the best cut.
What's your favorite cut of steak burrito?
He's going to say he doesn't
he's
eat steak.
He's a filet. Yeah, he doesn't eat steak.
Ooh, filet mignon.
Ah, see, yeah. I told you, dry ass.
Did you guys just travel
filet's
time?
Filet's not bad, though.
Yeah, it's not
you
bad.
Might
it's
call
a nice
Timono
steak.
On that.
It's a nice steak.
It's tender.
It's from the tenderloin.
That's right.
Did you say tender or tender?
Yes.
Tender.
I should have said skirt steak.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
The worst
fajitas.
Steak?
No, fajitas. Fajita,
what's
man.
What's the toughest?
Fajita, man.
Flank?
Yeah, you gotta make it
flank
fajita.
Or skirt, yeah.
Is flank
how do you get
the same
it soft?
As skirt?
Yeah, tell me how you get it soft.
Skirt steak is flank steak.
What are you doing?
Beat the shit out of it.
Is that what you're doing to
gotta
it?
Gotta marinate that.
Marinate
there you
that
go.
Shit. Tenderize and marinate it. Oh, what side did I have? Boom chi.
Mashed potatoes.
No, not mashed.
Taters, though?
Yeah, just taters.
What do you mean?
I just have meat and taters.
But just like
like
cooked.
Roasted.
Like wedges?
Potatoes?
Roasted
oh, like
potatoes.
The tiny
russets,
ones?
Whole
yeah.
potatoes?
Yeah.
That sounds good,
ooh, Yukon
man.
Gold.
That sounds fucking good. That's just like...
Meat and potatoes.
Yeah, that's just like a good American lunch.
That's an American lunch. Steak,
steak
and shrimp.
Potatoes and shrimp.
Like you've been out and, you
you're
know,
right,
panning
right.
for gold.
Yeah. Yeah, and you hit gold. What do you think you're getting?
You're going...
Steak and potatoes.
You know what? You might even feed the hooker that you hire that
no.
night. No.
Keep her trim.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
What else? What were you saying?
That was it. Boom-chi.
Oh, okay.
Who else?
I mean, it's almost... I shouldn't even participate every
yeah,
week.
Yeah, you need to eat better. You need to treat yourself.
I mean, guys, just give me a yum. Guess.
Jazzy Jambalaya.
One day that's going to be true. But yeah, it was... you know what? No, it was a Campbell's stew. It was a soup-like gumbo, but it's different.
Beef?
This one was different. It was a beef.
Pot roast.
Yes.
Campbell's pot roast.
Yeah, I've eaten Campbell's soup, specialty soups, every single day this week for lunch.
By the way, ladies, Brian is single.
I'm
and
single.
5'10".
I make $350,000 a
stacked.
Year. And
he's looking for long term.
Looking for long term.
There you go. And they call him the Finger King.
By the way, you could lock down these digis.
The digis are, they've had quite a bit of practice recently.
A lot
so,
of miles on there.
So
a lot
I
of miles.
Can, fit. Some, so for,
oh, yeah. So
for a while there, I was like getting kind of cramps, but now I can go, these fingers can go for hours, ladies.
These fingers were made for walking.
Right. And that's just what we'll do.
Because one of these days, these
my
fingers.
Fingies.
Walk all over you.
We'll finger you?
That's the only way, yeah.
Burrito.
What'd you have for lunch?
All right. Boom chi, super red.
Chocolate mackerel.
Boom chi, so many balls.
Hold on.
Ramen wrapped mochi.
Boom chi.
A lot of balls. Boba? No.
These things look like...
meatballs?
The tip
salmon
of a
roll?
Dick.
Tip of it. Mushrooms?
Yeah, that was one thing.
So many balls. And
balls. Red?
Super red. Spaghetti and meatballs with mushroom sauce.
Well, yeah, but I went to Quiznos.
Oh, you had a meatball sub.
So many balls? How many balls are we talking here?
Seven.
Dude, the lady, I don't know what she was thinking. Maybe she doesn't usually make those, but she put so many. I don't think she meant to do that.
Wow, you got two ball you got two sub sandwiches worth.
Yeah,
stuffed into one.
So.
Wow.
Maybe she
just kind of got a feeling that you like balls, and then she loads you up.
Maybe she's making a play, buddy. She's like, oh, this guy comes in often. Maybe I'll, like,
show my womanly capabilities
my
of
wiles.
Feeding him.
My wiles. My feminine wiles. Yo, I heard you like balls. Here's some extra. Take some extra home. And that's what we had for lunch.
What we have at lunch? So would you let her give it to you? So come again.
What?
You old lady.
She looks like
extra
she works
meatballs.
At Quiznos, dude.
She could be going through college.
Like I said, she looks like she works at Quiznos.
You know, I was thinking about, what's her name from QT?
Oh, Alyssa P.
Alyssa P. Or I was thinking about her today, kind of like, just like,
Where'd she go?
Yeah, it was kind of a solemn
Where'd
moment.
Because
I was thinking, like, I was, like, sad that she wasn't there anymore, but I was also happy for her for like,
knowing
figuring
her
out
worth.
Her worth and leaving.
So I was like, why are you working at a gas station?
I was like, one day she's going to leave when she figures it out. It's going to be a sad day, and it was.
Yeah, I mean.
R.I.P.
They don't last
Alyssa
long.
P.
They don't last long.
Sure don't.
Ooh. Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO
of Thickum Farms.
We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick Thickum.
Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh. Come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Pregnant pause.
Sorry. Everyone's entitled to truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. I'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play.
All day, every day!
Stick up your ass. Also, hey, Hooters girls, my sincerest apologies. You look like lovely women. You look sweet. You look nice. You probably have a rich inner life.
You look like you eat here.
You look like you eat a lot of wings, but that's a good thing. It's good. It's fine.
Stimulates the economy.
Yes.
Those aren't real Hooters girls.
Yeah, those are Halloween costumes.
Yeah. Was it really?
Yeah.
Hit 'em up.
I didn't even read the damn thing, dude.
What is this, amateur